Thanks so much for your company. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka. A look now at our stories. President John Mahama is urging the Finance Ministry and the Bank of Ghana to take deliberate measures to safeguard recent economic gains and sustain the country's growth. Speaking at the International Currency Conference, President Mahama said recent economic gains, including ratings upgrade, shows the progress made and it has to be sustained.
Partners, the financial markets and the global rating agencies have acknowledged these reforms. And so these efforts have culminated in a significant sign of credibility. Ghana's sovereign rating by S&P was upgraded recently from CCC+/C to B- with a stable outlook on 7th November 2025. And that is why I give credit to our finance ministry and our central bank, the Bank of Ghana. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an affirmation that our fundamentals are strengthening and that we're on a clear path of recovery. These gains must be protected, consolidated, and expanded through policy discipline and institutional coherence. A core principle of effective economic management is an independent, credible, and professionally insulated central bank. And so let me state unequivocally that the government of Ghana is firmly committed to safeguarding the independence of the Bank of Ghana. A strong An autonomous central bank is essential for anchoring inflation expectations, for maintaining exchange rate stability, for enhancing investor and market confidence, and ensuring long-term policy credibility.
President Mahama has also been talking about how the CD stability has impacted broadly on the economy.
Yes, now the CD has anchored the conduct of our monetary policy. It has shaped the expectations of households and businesses. It has absorbed shocks, domestic, regional, and global, and symbolized the resilience of the Ghanaian economy and the Ghanaian people. And so the CD at 60 is therefore more than just a celebration. It is a moment for analysis. It is a chance to consider what our currency stands for, how it has developed, and how it must be fortified for the years ahead. This conference takes place against the backdrop of a rapidly shifting global monetary landscape, from the rise of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, to the accelerating adoption of digital payments, from increasing cyber vulnerabilities to the renewed role of cash as an anchor of resilience during crisis.
You heard President John Mahama. Still talking about the CD, governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiama, has maintained that the CD stability is the responsibility of everyone, even though the central bank has to take the lead role.
My hope is that every Ghanaian, from the child that is learning to count, the trader that is serving her community, the entrepreneur who is building something new, can all continue to hold the CD and with unwavering confidence and with pride. May we always remember that protecting the CD is not the task of any one institution. And let me say that again. Protecting the CD is not the task of any one institution. It is a shared endeavor. Endeavor that is rooted in our belief in Ghana's future.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Esiama. Still on currency matters, Director of Economics and Freedom at the American Institute for Economic Research, Dr. Peter Eyal, says the United States dollar is expected to decline further in the medium to long term as part of ongoing efforts to rebalance the global economy. He tells Joy Business that this trend is already strengthening the economic outlook of many developing countries, including Ghana and Nigeria.
One of them is high tariffs. We've seen that. Another is to restructure the treasury market. They haven't tried that yet, but they're going to. Another is to reconsider business longstanding security relationships, such as NATO and all that sort of thing. But the big one is to walk down the value of the U.S. dollar. And so far, the dollar is down about 9% since the start of the year. And I don't think the administration actually wants it to be stronger. I think they want it to get even weaker. So that's something that's happening right now. And things like the shutdown, things like we just passed the $38 trillion mark in U.S. debt, high deficits, U.S. saber rattling against Venezuela, and more recently against Nigeria. You know, all those sorts of things are going to weaken the dollar over time.
Dr. Peter Isle is the Director of Economics and Freedom at the American Institute for Economic Research. To one of our lead stories, some oil marketing companies have started increasing prices of some petroleum products at the pumps from this morning. More in this report.
Market leader Star Oil has taken the lead by reviewing their prices at the pumps from this morning. Diesel has gone up from 12 Ghana cedis 47 pesos to 12 Ghana cedis 74 pesos. However, Star Oil has kept the price of fuel unchanged, going for 11 Ghana cedis 97 pesos. However, some other service stations across the country are selling it way below this price under its discounted program. The adjustment has been influenced by rising prices of crude oil on the international market, which has affected prices of finished petroleum products that are imported. One is not sure for now whether the action by Star Oil could trigger other oil marketing companies to also move soon to adjust their prices, as many of them haven't moved their values since weekend, when prices should have gone up by more than 4%. Joy Business understands that due to the impact of price on market share and profitability, most of the oil companies are cautious over how they move to adjust prices at the pumps. Some market players have told Joy Business that we could have witnessed a higher than expected price hike if it hadn't been the city's recent sharp appreciation against the dollar.
A business desk report. Meanwhile, Executive Secretary of the Chamber of Petroleum Consumers Ghana, Duncan Amwa, has noted that the increase was inevitable due to current developments on the market.
This was one of the windows within the year that saw prices of diesel increase by more than 10% globally. You have the price of LPG also go up by as much as $30 a ton. There were some significant increases as far as international. City, however, did quite remarkable from average 11 Ghana city 5 pesos to about 10.9 thereabout. From the numbers that you have available industry-wide, the industry would have very little option but to adjust some of the prices, particularly for diesel. We are not surprised by this development because
Duncan Amwa is the executive secretary of COPEC. The total value of Ghana's economy in monetary terms is expected to hit $100 billion by the end of this year. And this is according to Director of Real Policy at the Ministry of Finance, Samuel Akhurst. The country's current rate is about $49 billion after the economic rebasing. Now, speaking at the Deloitte Economic Dialogue in Accra, Mr. Hacker has hinted that the country will finish the year with a higher rate of per capita income and GDP rate, which will push the economy to higher middle income status.
Now, exactly 10 years ago, Ghana's GDP in dollars was about $49 billion. Now, when you add that to our population of 30-something, you have a per capita income that at the same year was 1,756. Now, because we crossed 1,000, we became a middle income, but a lower middle income. Today, one of the key things on the economic performance in 2025 is pointing to the direction that Ghana, for the very first time, by the end of 2025, which will be calculated next year by April, we stand a pole position to hit $100 billion for the first time in our history. At the same time, it is possible that the per capita 10 years ago below 2,000, of course it's around $2,000 now, could hit above $3,000 also for the first time.